Welcome to another WABE Medical Minute. I'm Jim Burris, joined as always by Dr. Ford Vox, who joins us now from his office. Dr. Vox, the weather, it's already warming up here in Atlanta, but I understand today we need to think Nordically.
I've kind of taken an interest in all things Scandinavian lately, Jim. These are countries, Denmark, Norway, Sweden, Finland, Iceland, where people tend to rate their quality of life very highly. And there are all sorts of differences between the way that people in those nations live their lives and the way the average American lives, some of which we can adopt with ease and some probably not.
This is despite the weather. I mean, what are temperatures like in Helsinki right now?
Folks in Finland are still experiencing highs in the 30s, while we'll be enjoying 60s and 70s next week. But Nordic societies have a saying, there's no bad weather, only bad clothing. I can highly recommend two books I read recently. There's The Almost Nearly Perfect People by Michael Booth, and that book is actually more critical than it sounds. He shows that there are plenty of myths to be busted about this area of the world. And then there's The Year of Living Danishly by Helen Russell. Both of these books give you oodles of insight into the historical, economic, and social structures that result in people answering so positively when you ask them about how satisfied they are with their lives.
And this leads us to Nordic pole walking.
That's right. And now, you know, Scandinavians are physically active throughout the year, with skiing and cross-country skiing being popular in the winter. But one activity I want to zero in on that we can do here is pole walking, also called pole striding. The idea started as a way to kind of simulate cross-country skiing in summertime and to get exercise with ski poles in the same type of motion that you use with cross-country skiing.
Okay, I think I've seen this. People walking with long poles, one in each hand. That's to help with balance, right?
Well, at first glance, I think it's reasonable to assume that someone walking with what vaguely looks like a cane in each hand might have an issue with their balance or maybe a bad knee, and that they need those poles to make it down the trail. But don't assume that. The whole point of Nordic walking is that it gives you more of a workout than a regular hike.
How's that?
So regular walking is very biomechanically efficient. Your upper body isn't doing too much. It's conserving energy, and your center of gravity is relatively stable, resting weight down your spine into your legs. When you swing out your arm with a pole in each hand into the ground in front of you, now you're bringing in your upper body muscles as well, both your arms and your back. Your center of gravity moves more, and you're distributing some of your weight into your arms. This kind of activity transforms how you're walking. It's encouraging you to take longer steps. Each foot is actually spending less time on the ground, too, and more time in the air. So every time you take a step, the pole is coming down at the same time as your foot, and you're propelling yourself forward quicker.
These changes sound like they might be helpful for quite a few orthopedic conditions, though.
I mean, that's definitely the case. You can take up Nordic walking and get more exercise than you can with simple walking or hiking, regardless of whether you have any particular problems or not. But the research is certainly growing for a number of health conditions. So you mentioned a bad knee. Certainly offloading some weight into your arms is going to help you walk longer where you've got some arthritis in a hip, knee, or foot. And there's solid research showing that Nordic walking helps if you have peripheral artery disease in particular. PAD can cause pain when you walk because your muscles may not be getting enough blood flow. Another recent study demonstrated that pole walking results in lasting improvements in walking speed and step length in people who have Parkinson's disease as well.
So don't be surprised if Michael J. Fox leaves the DeLorean at home and shows up to the Oscars next year, maybe with some ski poles.
Well, I'd still find that type of entrance a little bit surprising.
Maybe. Thanks, Dr. Vox. See you next week.